This is your daily news podcast.
Hi, everybody. Thank you guys for joining us today. I'm your host, Errol Sutherland. I just want to remind you guys that we do have some social media channels we'd like you guys to check out. We have a Facebook page and we also have a Twitter page. And we also have a new LinkedIn page. Just search for Eagle Feather News. May 11th to 15th is Sexual Assault Awareness Week. The government of Saskatchewan is committing to new initiatives to reduce sexual violence and increase support to victims and survivors. $1.6 million will also be distributed to agencies that deliver direct support to victims of sexual violence. Lisa Miller, Executive Director of Regina Sexual Assault Center, says this year's mandate for Sexual Assault Awareness Week is no story left untold. Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan conducted research across the province and found that access to support for sexual violence varies greatly across the province. This is even more prevalent now, said Miller, because everything that's happening. We want to make people aware and we want to make the government aware that we need more equal access to services for everyone. The funding for 2020-2021 will develop a sexual assault examination training program for nurses and care providers in rural, remote, and northern communities. Funding will also go to future expansion of coverage at Regina Hospital emergency rooms, where nurses with sexual assault examining training will be available around the clock. Corrine MacArthur is a sexual assault counselor at Society for Involvement for Good Neighbors in York, Saskatchewan. She agrees that services are not equally accessible to everyone in Canada, especially for First Nations communities. I'm not the only First Nations counselor that specializes in sexual assault, said MacArthur. I get families, individuals from different agencies and different tribal councils. Organizations are operating from a distance due to COVID-19. Crisis lines remain open across the province and counselors are available by telephone or video conferencing. Miller says the $1.6 million is welcome news and vulnerable people, including women and children, are in need of supports. Historically, we know, said Miller. When we're going through times of economic stress like we are right now, domestic violence, including sexual assault violence, goes up a lot. We really appreciate the federal government's commitment to helping our women and children. Initially, when the COVID-19 crisis began, Miller says organizations saw a decrease in number of service calls. She says a big increase in service needs came in mid-April. We're all anticipating, said Miller. We're all going to have a pretty drastic increase in requests for services once people are safe and actually call for services. Which not everybody is if they live with their abuser and they don't feel they're safe going to the hospital for a medical kit. The government of Saskatchewan is also expanding on existing government programs and will include sexual violence education for Saskatchewan justice system professionals, along with a provincial-wide awareness campaign to challenge and change attitudes about sexual violence. We really want to bring awareness to the problem, said MacArthur. Saskatchewan having the highest rate of interpersonal violence, sexual assault being one. We really need to bring awareness to and really promote intervention, prevention, and breaking the cycle. Existing government support for sexual violence programming and awareness include the Philadelphia Model Partnership with the Regina Police Service, Sexual Assault Services for Saskatchewan, and the Regina Sexual Assault Center launched in 2019. Keeping citizens safe and free from violence is very important for government. Minister responsible for Status of Women, Tina Boudreau-Miller, says, we are working to end the patterns which contribute to sexual assault and violence and look forward to the day when all people are free from the threat of physical harm. The government acknowledges courage shown by survivors in support of families, friends, and service providers helping those impacted by sexual violence.